You're listening to SBS News.
It's a global threat, and the British Prime Minister is taking a clear stance.
We have to deal with our CO2 emissions, and that is why the UK is calling for us to get to net zero as soon as possible, to get for every country to announce credible targets to get there. That's what we want.
Earlier this year, Boris Johnson called on other nations to commit to net zero emissions by 2050. In a phone call with Scott Morrison, he's made the case again. A Downing Street spokesperson said Mr. Johnson stressed the need for bold action to address the issue, emphasising the importance of setting ambitious targets to cut emissions. But the statements from London and Canberra differ. A spokesperson for Mr. Morrison adopted a different tone in their summary of the phone call between the two leaders. There was no mention of reaching net zero emissions. But Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the two countries are actually in agreement.
One thing the British Prime Minister and I agree on is that achieving emissions reductions shouldn't come at the cost of jobs in Australia or the UK. It shouldn't come at the cost of higher prices for the daily things that our citizens depend on. It's about technology, not taxes, is what we talked about last night.
The opposition, though, Anthony Albanese, has seized the moment.
Maybe Scott Morrison can listen to Boris Johnson saying overnight to him that this government needs to do better. The Australian government in international forums is regarded as dragging the chain.
Labor's committed to the 2050 target, but it's under pressure to come up with a medium-term target before the next election. Anthony Albanese says that will be after next year's United Nations Climate Conference.
Well, we certainly will wait until what happens at Glasgow is critical, and you've got to know what your starting point is moving forward. And the starting point before the next election will include outcomes at the Glasgow conference.
The crucial COP26 meeting will be held in Glasgow next year. Shubha Krishnan, SBS News.